The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners. If you would like to subscribe and support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Thursday, BTN News listeners. Welcome to today's edition of the BTN News Show. It is February 14th. Oh, it's Valentine's Day. 2019. All the best technology news that happened over the past, couple of days now. Coming at your way right now in about 5 minutes. Dum, dum, dum. Yes, Apple streaming service, their answer to Netflix? Maybe. Highly doubtful, but we'll see. Apparently, we're going to be seeing this thing next month or April. Yeah, our sources are kind of a little like, I don't know if it's going to be next month or the month after. What we do know is Hollywood stars apparently are invited to the festivities. And we all know Apple's got an upcoming event on March 25th. We don't know if the thing's actually going to be launched that day, maybe, or sometime maybe around April 2nd. I can't imagine them doing April 1st, you know, because, well, you know. Now, as far as the Hollywood stars we're going to be seeing, it's mainly stars of yesterday. Jennifer Aniston, Reese Witherspoon, and that's about all we got from the list. But hey, still, it's Hollywood stars. Now, just like before, the premium video subscription service will offer Apple's original TV shows and, of course, movies as well. And they're hoping their original content will be enough to drive you away from Netflix or even Amazon. Hey, guess what? There's an Apple update. This was making a bit of sense, though. You might have heard that, their subscription service for news stories, yeah, that's rolling on out. And that's pretty much what this is for. Quoting Apple, it's now easier to find and manage your subscriptions in iOS. And actually, yes, it's a nice addition. It's actually very nice to finally see and manage your subscriptions within the App Store. You might have remembered the mess before. You had to go to Apple or, say, your iTunes account, then go to the App Store for your Apple ID, and by the time you got there, you don't even remember what you subscribe to. Now all you do is tap your profile icon in the App Store, then find Manage Subscriptions, and wow, what do you know? You subscribe to stuff you didn't even know you had. This nice change is rolling out to users all over the globe, for those users that, of course, have updated to the latest version of iOS. Chromebooks and Chrome OS. Let's face it. Chromebooks, yeah, they're fun to hack. Put Linux on it, you're having a ball. Chrome OS, maybe that changes now. Because the little birdie's telling us Google is bringing virtual desktops to Chrome OS. This kind of completely goes away from their vision of a web-based platform, doesn't it? Yes, the folks over there at Android Police apparently have found a nice little hidden video in the Chromium comments demonstrating just how Google plans to actually add virtual desktops to the Chrome OS. If you want to have a look for yourself, yeah, there's YouTube for that. If you're too lazy to go over there, I'll just tell you a little bit about it. Apparently, users will be able to drag windows to and fro and actually launch apps from different contexts in them. The only thing with this video that we don't know is when Google might actually be doing it or if they're going to do it at all. Guess we're going to have to wait for the official announcement on that one. And finally, Tetris, the game of many challenges. Well, get ready for 98 more challenges now. Yep, the battle is on in Tetris, because now we've got a new competitive version of this puzzler game. Yep, called Tetris 99. Those of you who don't know, Nintendo had a little event yesterday called Nintendo Direct. They also made an announcement of the Super Mario Maker 2. But what people got really excited about was this new Tetris. So what does the 99 in the new Tetris stand for? Well, that's 99 people you get to compete against. That's right, it's an online Tetris competition battle now. And there's only one survivor. Now, of course, you're going to have a Nintendo Switch to play the thing. Meaning 98 of your closest friends on Facebook are also going to have a Nintendo Switch. But if you got one and those so-called 98 friends, well, the game is available starting today exclusively for Nintendo Switch Online subscribers. Now, the bigger question is, when will the servers fail? If you've got a story and no one else is listening, send it on over to us, britishtechnews@gmail.com. britishtechnetwork.com, that is where you can find all of our podcasts. This show, of course, The Mac Show, Big Show. Go check them out for yourself right now. Also, find us on Facebook, British Tech Network. Give us a follow on Twitter at British Tech. And join our BTN community at our Slack room by going to britishtech.slack.com. The News Show will be back at your way for your Friday edition. Getting you caught up with the best technology news is going to happen over the next 24 4 hours. But until then, have yourself a lovely Valentine's Day. Don't do too much smooching. It's still a work day. And thank you very much, as always, for listening.